You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm sure you are waking up to, well, if you're an adult, a lot of responsibility. And if you're a young adult or if you're a kid, you are probably waking up to a day of relaxation and fun. Christmas was one of my favorite all-time holidays, and it's interesting how it's evolved as we get older. And as we get older, I think it's important that during Christmas that we tell people who we truly are grateful for, even if we're unable to give them gifts, because I feel like our consumerist society dictates that we have to give everyone a physical gift, sometimes expensive. And personally, Rob, I think one of the best gifts you can ever give people is a long thought out message of why you're grateful for them. And just a maybe like a story or a reason as to why you cherish that person. Because I think you taking the time to write out a card has so much more value than giving someone a gift. And I think that in today's day and age where we're so isolated, alone, constantly comparing ourselves on social media, that it's important to, you know, if you're thinking of someone, to just send them a text and just say, thinking of you, and hope everything is great. So I think it's important to have an attitude of gratitude. But this holiday season, Rob, I mean, there's a lot to be grateful for. So,
there is.
What are your thoughts here on this this Christmas?
Well, so my first thought is that I would love for us to remember what Christmas is actually about. I don't want to get too much into that because people believe different things. But we are celebrating the birth of Christ, right? And so that's what I want people to remember. That's what I want to remember. Then from there, just it leads into, and just really slowing down and enjoying time with family, time with friends. We've had a lot of really great times together over the last couple of weeks, celebrating with people from Drone U and with each other, and our partners were in town, and slowing down and being thankful and appreciative of the relationships that we have, because ultimately life is about relationships. That's what gives us purpose and a reason to get up every single day. Some relationship, and in some ways, it starts with the relationship with yourself. And so, yeah, and then just kind of stopping and thinking about, man, who contributed to, for example, my personal success this year? Who contributed to the success of Drone U this year and to the success of my kids this year? For example, in that case, counselors, coaches, pastors. I mean, we could go on and on. So yeah, it makes me want to just really be thankful and appreciative, number one, because of the relationship that I do have with Christ, and then moving on from there, the relationships that I have here on earth with you, with some of the people that you've listed there, not all of them. And it's just a really beautiful time. And, you know, I've learned in my old age that, yeah, I used to, I guess, fight against sort of what Christmas is as it relates to the consumerism, and I certainly don't want to overdo that. But at the same time, we're not getting rid of it. So for me, it's more about, okay, how can we sort of put limits on this as a family and a culture, even within our family, within our organization, and still enjoy it, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's how I try to approach it, because it's really, really easy to put too much pressure on ourselves. And so I've just, I guess, learned to say, it's cool. We're going to buy our kids some gifts. They're probably going to like some of them. They're probably not going to like some of them. My wife and I, you know, we actually do. We buy our own gifts for the most part. And then we wrap them as if we don't know what we're getting. And so we're like, okay with that. Like, it's not a big deal. I know some people would say, that's not cool. You need to be, you need to surprise each other. And not everybody's going to say that. But anyways, that's kind of how we've figured it out, and it works for us. And so I think that's it, is just do you and enjoy it and have fun and to the best of your ability, sort of relax through this season. So anyways, I got a little long-winded there. I could probably keep going, but I won't, because we do have a lot of people that we want to mention.
Yeah, so for this this show, this Christmas show, I think it's important for us to focus on the people and relationships that we've built this year and say thank you. I mean, Christmas is really about just, for me, I mean, obviously you just made it very clear what Christmas is really about. Beyond that, the ideology and the systems that America has created around Christmas, I think, is all about being grateful being grateful for your family and your friends. So let's go ahead and say thank you to a few people in this industry, people that I believe are stalwart advocates of the industry, people who genuinely want to help this industry. In fact, there's a lot of people that are probably not on this list that should be on this list, but for the sake of time, I think that we've got a pretty long list here. So let's just get started. First of all, Haya, the Flying Dutchman from Drone DJ. As many of you know, we've had that news show in the last year. It's done, you know, really, really well. A lot of people are really enjoying it. And I am grateful for Haya and his, you know, willingness to work with us on that and to have so much fun. There was one or two episodes that I really was a whiny little brat, and you know, he's been just such a good friend to me and looked past all that, so I really appreciate that. Really want to say super grateful for John Clark. John worked here for a while, and just recently had a great conversation with John, and he kind of represents the heart of the community because he is just so willing to help other people. And I will never forget how John went out of his way to go check up on Brian Fassett's dad when he was falling ill. And I will just never forget the complete, how do I say this?
Selflessness.
That was the word I was looking for, just complete selflessness and willingness to go help other people. And it's the people who are willing to literally drive completely out of their way to get in their vehicle, which sounds really easy for one person. It's not the same for John Clark. So, gosh, man, my heart just.
I miss John. I wish he was still in the community and so forth.
Yes, I made sure that he got back in the community. So
good.
Special thanks to Peter Diss. You know who you are, Mr. Easy Ariel, as you've transitioned this year from one position to another. You have always been very loyal. You've always been willing to have the hard conversations and focus on the positive and focus on...
makes me think New York style hard conversation, or maybe I should say East Coast, New York and Virginia going at it.
Oh, there's a great special on Netflix that we watched last night that was like China destroying America. It's a comedy skit, and he talks about the East Coast and like how everyone's just so persnickety and like super intense is what he called it. And he's like, you go out west and people just calm down.
See the Asian guy?
Yes.
I've seen some of that. He's
so funny.
He's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. Okay. Speaking of West Coast, Matthew Schaefer. So he is a DroneU instructor. He's been with us for a couple years. His level of technical knowledge, but also his patience with people, his ability to not be pedantic, and how he genuinely just really wants to help other people is a trait that I really appreciate seeing in him. And he's been coming to our mapping classes. He's going to be doing a lot more with those, so expect to see him a lot. Andrew Dennison, he used to be the owner of Uplift, now works at Drone Deploy. And I think you guys will be learning a lot more in February about what we've been working on with Drone Deploy. And just extremely grateful for Andrew Dennison, in addition, Mike Wynn from Drone Deploy, because both of those guys are very they don't hold grudges, and they're willing to learn, and they're willing to allow me to learn, and they're patient. And I appreciate their patience, and I appreciate their grace so much. Meeting them this year at the FAA symposium, I will never forget, because I literally, when I met Mike Wynn, he's like, hey, I'm the CEO of Drone Deploy. And I was like, you know, I was like, well, I haven't said many nice things about Drone Deploy on the show before. And he's like, well, if you know, there are certain things that you think we're good at, do you think we can, you know, highlight those? So I just appreciate his willingness to see past things that I've said on the show, and
A lot to be learned from that perspective.
For very, 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 very sure. But I also did say in that moment, I was like, well, did you hear the good things I said about Tron the Boy? And he was like, yes, I did. And I was like, hallelujah.
He's like, yeah, I heard that thing.
It was one of those like, oh, like my heart was sinking moment and then like came back up. So I will never forget that, Mike. Ted Wilson, who is the certified flight instructor here at DroneU from the FAA, he is, he's been the advocate, I think, of my ideology in DroneU. I remember I did my flight training with Ted. I also did my flight training with Bob Martin, who passed away this year. And, you know, I really think that those two gentlemen are the reason as to why I have the ideology of the FAA in the industry that I have. Hmm. And they have been incredible leaders.
Yeah.
Thought leaders,
very
but also
reasonable
leaders.
Thinkers.
Yes.
Love Ted.
Yes. Although yesterday I saw that someone copied Bob Martin's profile on Facebook and is using it. And
that's bizarre at best.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Focusing back on the positive. Very grateful that Jake Levesque is still here with us in the community.
Got to get him into DUE.
I agree. He should be an instructor.
Talented guy.
So extremely talented, extremely bald, and extremely caring and compassionate.
Atta baby Jake.
next up on the list is Mr. Kevin Lederer from Sandia National Labs. Really, really grateful for him.
Another bald guy.
Yep. Maybe I should just keep going with the bald theory here. Just everyone who's bald. But also it's thanks to Kevin that we have our DroneU space race course, office space race course.
Kevin is another giver.
He sure is. His wife was like,
she's a firecracker.
She was like the life of our office party.
She was fun. Yeah, she was fun.
And she did not have a problem giving me crap at all. And I actually respect her for that.
Yeah, she's great. It was really great to meet and hang out with her.
It really was. Okay, this one is one of my personal favorites, Ongood Singh.
Yeah.
You know, he's really, really, really been a huge help to this company. He's also been a great relationship builder. And even though he is, you know, very young and looks 35, he's an extremely good intellectual thought leader as well about, you know, doing the right thing and,
yep.
And you know, sticking to it and not just, you know, giving up for money. So
one of the things I love about Ongood is a very good guy, very smart guy, but he doesn't pull punches. He just kind of tells it like it is, and he's never been afraid to hold you accountable, I guess, for what you say.
True, but he also doesn't rub it in my face.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's just direct. It's just no BS.
Yeah.
And I love that. I really do.
So, no BS. I don't think I can call him Fixed Wing Sing anymore. I have never seen him fly a fixed wing. Ever.
Why were you calling him that in the first place?
Because he didn't like, you know, Drone Gandhi, which I think is very fitting. But a lot of people are like, we're sensitive to that. And I'm like, well, you're sensitive to many things, but we're not going to talk about that. So I'll just go ahead and stop saying it. Anyway, big special thanks to Jason Flakes. Jason Flakes, man, I feel bad we didn't see him when we were in Virginia, and that's really my fault. I haven't seen a lot of people on my last like 6 or 8 trips, and I would chalk it up to extreme mental fatigue. No excuses, but there have been many months where I've worked literally 20, 24 days straight, and I don't have a lot of energy. And, you know, I think that that little intelligence test or the culture index test that we did, where it says your battery level, right? And my battery level is a 6, and at work it's a 12, literally outputting double what I typically have in a given day. Mm-hmm. And man, that was so spot on.
Yeah, I think what people need to remember about that is that when you go into a class and you're teaching people, it is all in. Like, you're giving them all you got, right?
Yeah, someone at the last class was literally like, I don't understand how you physically know this much information. And it's not just this subject that you know depth on. There are like many.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you saying that, but I think it's important to say this. There was a very long time, Rob, that mm-hmm. I didn't really think that I was very smart. And I really mean that. Like, it wasn't until like the last couple of years that I really realized like what I'm capable of. Mm. And I did not pursue engineering degrees, which I thought I would have been so much fun. I didn't pursue architecture degrees, which I really love. I pursued what I thought would be easy and it would get me a degree and I could move on to the next thing. And while now I'm actually using my degree, holy cow! Sorry, but you know, doing crash analysis, I get to do a little bit. So anyway,
yeah, you never know.
Kind
you
of a stretch. I could just say this: I could teach forensics 303 at UNM right now, easy. So as long as it was around car accidents and 3D modeling. So anyway, so my point in saying this to everyone out there is like, you've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to trick your mind to believe in yourself and just do small challenges every day. Because for me, it was understanding. What really helped me was podcasting. When I first started listening to podcasts, I just realized how much I don't know. And that started to overwhelm me and make me afraid and all of that. And I said, well, I think the key about this is just taking in small blurps of information over time and allowing that information, just like, you know, routines and systems, you create the habit of learning, those habits build upon each other, then you have a routine and then you have a system. And it's through that, through going through that myself, that I just realized that there's so much more that could be done.
Yeah.
So my point is, indeed, believe in yourself, find a way to trick yourself, and stop at nothing until you get what you want. But do the right thing. Okay. Anyway, next up, I actually skipped one. Next up on the list is Mr. Joshua Baker. Grateful for him. He just had a kid. He's very strong.
Busy guy.
He's a very, very intellectually strong. Had some really, really, really tough conversations with Josh. Not between Josh and I, but just about difficult things and how he's been helping a lot of other vets overcome some issues. And we've talked about the strength that takes.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
How he does that. And he's someone who will go out of his way to help someone else, even if he doesn't know him. So for that, Josh, we thank you. PJ Kirkpatrick. It's funny. I actually was talking to Andrew Dennison one day after a drone deploy meeting. And I said, hey, do you know a guy named PJ by chance? He used to do a lot of your uplift jobs, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I love PJ. He's the hardest worker I've ever met. Super nice guy. Follow through, unlike anyone I've seen. Like, you know, I mean, literally, like the director of a huge department of drone deploys just speaking praises to PJ. And I couldn't agree more. PJ, yeah, you are one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my life. And I'm so thankful that you are now the director of our instructors. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Excited to see what you come up with this year. Next on the list is Mr. Kevin Morris from the FAA. Kevin, he cares. He cares about the industry. He cares about getting the right answers, and he will work to getting the right answers. And sometimes, and he'll even tell me, you might not like this answer, but this is what I got.
He's a great liaison.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah,
he's very diplomatic is what I get. And I've not talked to him, but hearing your conversations and so forth, he's very diplomatic.
And, you know, he works hand in hand with Nina. And I've really built a great relationship with Nina. She is so funny. And she has such a huge heart. It's amazing because the people in this industry that are really the backbone and structure to growth and getting things done have one trait in common that I've noticed. Huge hearts. Genuine care.
Mm-hmm.
That is rare, and we appreciate that you have that. Next up, I know I might get some slack for this, but I really don't care. I really appreciate Brendan Schulman.
Why would you get slack? Just because he's with DJI?
Yeah, and some people are like big anti-Chinese. And I think that Brendan has actually shown that while he is the legal director for DJI, that he believes in maintaining the rights as Americans that we've had.
Yeah.
And I think that he is a phenomenal steward of representing drone service providers in these DAC meetings. And a lot of people give him a bunch of crap because of who he represents. And while he represents those people very well, he also represents the interests of small business pilots and drone service providers in ways that I cannot even begin to explain on radio.
Yeah, I think one way I would look at that is that, number one, he's in a very difficult position, right? Mm-hmm. To try to balance all of that you just suggested that he does a pretty good job of balancing, if not a great job. And so then the next thing I would say is, who else would you rather have in that position than somebody like him who is so good
at
it?
No one.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to represent DJI the way that he does and yet still manage to be an advocate of the industry and the way things are happening here in the United States and so forth. I'm impressed just kind of looking from the background. Because I watch him and I follow him on Twitter, and you know, I know about your conversations again. So I'm pretty impressed with how he handles himself.
Me too. And I really appreciate how he represents the industry as a whole. I tell him all the time too. I'm like, you're the only guest I get nervous having on the podcast. And he's like, why? Like, he will be like, why me? Like, you know, it's because he's so calculated in his vernacular. And I'm used to growing up with that, growing in a family of lawyers. So
every word matters.
Yes, it does. That's why I'm just a little bit more.
Those darn attorneys.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. I'll save that story for later. Next person, just so that we don't go too much down the rabbit hole in time, is Brian Fassett. Brian Fassett, talk about a guy who's got a heart of gold, someone who will literally spend all of his money just to see his wife's son have an experience to change his life and try to make his life better. And for anyone who's willing to literally negate Christmas for like himself and other people just to ensure that one kid has a specific experience to help give him a better life. You, man, more people. We need more people like you.
True. We've all heard the term big old teddy bear. He's the epitome of that.
Literally.
He's like,
literally.
If you look him up, or you look in encyclopedia or dictionary or whatever, Wikipedia, we're online now, in case you didn't know. There's a picture of him under big old teddy bear.
I love Brian. I really do. When I say a heart of gold, I mean it. So big shout out also to Adam Bry, who's the CEO of Skydio. What I really loved about Adam is that he allowed me to have a meeting with him. And in previous drone manufacturers, it's kind of always been difficult to get to the very top and have those conversations where people respect your opinion instantaneously.
Yeah.
And Adam, gosh, I really like that guy because he's extremely intelligent, but he also understands like people's value and appreciates it. And I think he's building a phenomenal culture over there at Skydio. I love that he does not overpromise, underdeliver. I love that he listens to his team. I love that he listens to other people as a whole. And I'm really excited to see what they do as far as a company, because their culture is about being direct. Their culture is about not overpromising, and their culture is about doing things for the right reason. And you, man, really appreciate you as a leader. Very excited to see what you do with your next batch of vehicles. That said, while we're talking about Skydio, I have to give a huge big shout out to Gime from Skydio. Why? Well, Gime watched me eat crap on my board and didn't make fun of me for a long time, so I appreciate that.
A lot of you watched that too, if you saw the YouTube video.
About 80,000 of you. But I really appreciate him because he went out on a limb just to meet with us and work with us, and ended up being really, really beneficial. So when someone sticks their neck out there for you, Rob, and they say, no, I believe in that guy, and then between the two of you, you follow up and make it happen, I love that. I love it that someone is just willing to stick their neck out there for you. And anyone who's willing to stick their neck out for me, don't worry, I got your back. So big also shout out to our friend Gary Tonges here in Albuquerque. I would say there's actually very few local leaders, very few local advocates of this industry. It is really no holds barred here in New Mexico when it comes to drones, because everyone is just absolutely dogfighting to get to the top. And Gary, he is, again, about doing things right, about helping the community, growing the community. I've never met someone who actually responds to all of their emails. And so I need to learn something from Gary about how to do that, because everyone who watches this show knows that I suck at email. So I love that Gary's trying to also help us grow our training center, our new headquarters here in Albuquerque, and really trying to help us engage the community. Although I'm a little nervous about that because we haven't figured out how to inhibit people from going past the lobby, because you know, we've had traffic, and it's gonna happen more and more as we do our PR announcements, but we've had so many people just coming into the training center just to look at it. And while that's awesome, we've got to have a system to handle that to make sure that expectations are managed and people get an opportunity to check it out. Big shout out to Mike Bauer. That sounds a lot like the 24.
It does. You know?
And it's funny too, because he's a federal investigator.
Huh?
But I really appreciate Mike Bauer because of his willingness to let us do one last car accident exercise at the NTSB Training Academy and helping us with that, but also helping us showcase some of the work that they've done over at the NTSB. And he's really provided us with some great material to show other people, this is what you can do with these 3D models, as they've done an extremely advanced application of the material. Big shout out to my brother-in-law, Daniel Purrington, for some of the best advice. He has the most poignant, great advice of anyone, and I call him my brother. So if you ever hear me talking about my brother, this is who I'm talking about, is Daniel Purrington. And wow, best advice ever, Rob, was patience equals profit, scale slowly. Hmm. We'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Big shout out to my dad. Big angry lawyer is still big angry lawyer, but he's really softened up in his retirement. And I love him to death for being one of the very few people that I can be completely honest with and get an objective answer. Mm-hmm. So dad, I love you. Buzz and Gabe from Rancho Cucamonga PD. I have them on here because I haven't talked to them in a couple of years, and that's only my fault, not theirs. But I appreciate the guidance that they've provided. And I also appreciate the camaraderie and just some of the standards that they've set in my mind about how public safety should be and doing things again for people's benefit and not necessarily like manufacturer benefit. He's helped me understand what it's like to be in a family in a fire department. And I will never forget that. And because of him and some of the things that they were asking for from their training, you know, I felt like I couldn't deliver on some of those things, so I never released them. And now I've gone so deep on those things, I can't wait to present them to Buzz and Gabe and say, like, you guys inspired me so much, I didn't want to let you down. So over the last 3 years, we have made this, 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 and this, and I want to get your feedback. So that's part of my plan for January as we launch our prop series on public safety. So I also want to say a big special thank you to Dave Crago. You're awesome. Mm. Big special thank you to Stephen Sharp. Very recent connection, a very recent relationship. But I really appreciate him because he has a degree in training and he understands the complexities of doing deep nuanced training. And he wrote a really long testimonial after my class. And it just meant the world to me to have someone who's law enforcement in the division he's in with a training degree saying how good of a job that I did on very nuanced information. So I really appreciate that. The last guy on the list is actually the first guy I had on the list. I just read the list backwards forwards, is Mr. Bill English. Bill, words can't express my gratitude for you, my friend. As you've been a thought leader, you have been an inclusive person to help us grow and better ourselves and our content. And again, pushing the drone community further by doing the right thing. So I really appreciate the opportunity to work with you and really appreciate your no BS approach to life, just like a lot of these other people.
Another East Coaster, I tell you.
Yeah, he's from my neck of the woods, though, so he and I connect pretty well. But anyway, there are so many other people that we could talk about, but I just, you know, this was a list of people that I wanted to send these friendly little cards to, which is a bunch of air traffic controllers looking confused that Santa is showing up over the runway and a 737. That's my secret. I'm not going to give that out. I don't want everyone else to give out these cards because they're special. That's where they're from.
I know. Okay. We would be remiss if we didn't mention our team, though, right? Because
sure.
They're awesome. They're amazing. And they're, you know, a big, massive, huge part of what makes Drone U go. So Vic, obviously, so our partners, Vic and Tim, who don't get to be on camera with us, but they are here. Joel, Steve, Alyssa, Mahesh, Kirill, there are others. That's the main crew, and love them all. I'm just super excited about 2020 and very thankful for each one of these guys.
I'm also thankful for most of those people because they've seen us grow as well, and they've seen us implement systems, and I'm sure there was at times where, you know, Kirill, Mahesh, Narinder, Nico, all those guys, I'm sure seriously questioned our ability to follow through, but they were patient with us. They stayed on the vision. They followed through. And you know what? That's the type of team I want to work with. I love this team, and it is like family, and it will remain that way. And while it can't always be like family, we can try to make it as fun and as inclusive as we possibly can.
Hear, hear.
Anyway.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Here's to you and your team.
That's right. So make sure people over profit, right? Just if you focus on people, I think you'll find that the people will want to work hard for you or for your vision or for the betterment of the industry, whatever it is that you're focused on. So Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Rob, I'm grateful for you as well.
And I'm grateful for you.
Very good mentor, thought leader. I get to yell and scream at you off camera. You just take it. I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm not kidding.
No, it's not like that. It's all good.
But I appreciate you to a level that's difficult for everyone else, I think, to understand.
Well, I feel the same way.
So I think a lot of people have seen me grow in 5 years of sitting next to you and your bald ass. And like,
wait a minute.
You like how I threw that in there. Hey, if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't really be me. People would be that's wondering, right. Where's the real Paul? So. So on that bombshell, I challenge you today to go tell someone you haven't talked to in a while and just say thank you. All right. So on that bombshell, thank you.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.